family man who had a momentary lapse in judgment, a businessman who used public office to boost his personal wealth. The letters that became public this week paint very different pictures of disgraced former Congressman Chris Collins. More than 100 asked for leniency, while another 65 say he should be made an example of. They were all sent to the federal judge who will sentence Collins for insider trading next week. Supporters include roughly 8 family members, 10 business partners, 14 staffers, as well as 14 current and former members of Congress. That includes Western New York Representative Tom Reed and even former Speaker of the House John Boehner. Their letters claim Collins' insider trading was uncharacteristic. Collins gave his son an inside tip in 2017, allowing him to dump stock in a biotech company and avoid losses. Ronald Graham, CEO of one of Collins' companies, wrote Collins likely panicked and tried to protect his son. They also claim Collins is remorseful. His wife, Mary, wrote Collins is ashamed and finds it hard to come back to Buffalo. Many letters speak of Collins' life's work. They say he saved failing manufacturing companies, gave his time to Boy Scouts, donated to charity, and helped out friends having money troubles. One friend, Philip Corwin, wrote Collins is humble despite his wealth, driving a modest car, flying coach, and even collecting Beanie Babies. But even some of the supportive letters admit this isn't Collins' public image. Many of those asking for a harsh sentence are his former constituents in New York's 27th congressional district. They criticize Collins for not holding town halls, only listening to donors, and for feuding with late Congresswoman Louise Slaughter. They say Collins lied to the public by maintaining his innocence during the 2018 election. One constituent, William Fine, wrote sentencing Collins to anything less than the max will tell privileged people that crimes pay. The 69-year-old Collins will be sentenced January 17th. The U.S. Probation Office recommends he serve a year and a day. Guidelines in his plea call for closer to 4 years. Tom Dinke, WBFO News.